I'm going to continue doing something tonight that I did before at the church where us and the Pigmans went to church at. And I did a series of lessons called Children's Songs Revisited or VBS Songs Decoded. I did one a couple weeks ago, and this one will be a little more lighthearted. But to look at all of the children's songs that we sang, you know, growing up, and kind of go back again and take another look at them as an adult. You know, now that you've had many years of experience, to think about those and to see what they mean to you maybe now, compared to what they were that when you might have been a child and sang them then. So the one I'm going to talk about tonight was one of my favorites and probably one of the children's favorites is Roll the Gospel Chariot Along. For those who maybe have forgot, because there's been many years when you rolled the gospel chariot and there was four verses to the song, and it starts off, we won't sing it tonight, but roll the gospel chariot along. You repeat that three times, and then you say, and don't tag along behind. And you do the little hand motion. Probably people may have done it different wherever you grew up, and the verses were a little different depending on where you grew up. But that was the general. I saw somebody over there. She did. Debbie did it. So the first verse was, if a brother is in the way, we will stop and pick him up. So you're rolling, you stop and pick him up, and you won't tag along behind. Second verse, if it's a sister's in the way, you'll stop and pick him up. So you're rolling along, stop, pick him up, won't tag along behind. Third verse is, if a sinner's in the way, you will stop, pick them up. So you won't tag along behind. Of course, everybody and all the kids love the fourth verse. Because if the devil's in the way, you get to... the kids, you know it? Get the roll right over him. Roll right over, run right over him. That's right. Good job. So, okay, great tune. Great tune. The kids love it. So I thought, well, what is the gospel chariot? Now that I'm older and I think about those sorts of things. So my opinion, and I guess my understanding of that, is that it can refer to the church today. You know, a chariot in those times was a vehicle that was used to deliver a soldier into battle. And of course we know that a Christian is a soldier in the Lord's church. And of course we know that the church helps carry the Christian into battle. So it's not a long shot to think that the gospel chariot could be the church driven by a Christian carrying the gospel message. Okay, so the first and second verse are so very similar that I'm going to lump the thought for them together. And this is to stop and pick up the brother and the sister. So this one, even for me and a child, was pretty easy to understand. The idea of a church helping a brother or sister is not difficult to understand or far from our mind. I will confess that when I was a small child and I sang this song, when I thought this verse meant literally to go pick up a brother or sister to take them to service. I remember my dad drove the church van, so that was a clear message to me, is you can go pick somebody up and take them to church. We will stop and pick up Brother Hubbard, who was elderly, and we took him to church, and Sister so-and-so couldn't drive. So to my child mind, that made pretty good sense. And now that I'm older, I know that there's much more to it than that. If we look at Galatians chapter 6, let's see if my technology will get there. It says Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. So we know that we should always do good to everybody, but that we should always especially look out for our very own brothers and sisters in our church community. There's lots of times in the scriptures that this is talked about, too many for us to go through for a devotional that my kids will fuss at me about. But we also know, remember in the first part of the Gospels, that the churches all around the areas gave money, donations, sold their things, gave money to send to the church in Jerusalem who was in need. So we have many evidences of churches supporting their other brothers and sisters. So that one was pretty easy. Now, I'll again confess that the third verse, stopping to pick the sinner up, somewhat confused me as a child again. To me, it seems reasonable that the sinner should get the same treatment as the devil in the fourth verse. Why should we stop and pick up the axe murderer, thief, or drunkard? Remember, I thought we were taking them to church. So why would we pick those up? Shouldn't we just run over them also? Roll right over them? But of course, as we grow older and become more mature, we learn what the Bible really means. We read in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Sorry, I'm going to go through these verses fast. For all have fallen short of the... Start over. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Oh my. Does that move me into that category? Do I need to be stopped and picked up or run over? We also see in John 4, John 4 verses 7 through 10, and I'll read this. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me drink," for his disciple has gone to the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." And Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Down to verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water we'll start at verse 14 and we'll get this right. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." And Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You have well said you have no husband. You have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke the truth." So we see here that Jesus administered to someone who was living in sin. First off, Jews and Samaritans didn't get along. They thought they were bad altogether. But we see here that the Lord knew and she agreed that she was not in this right relationship with the Lord. She was living in sin. But Jesus knew that she of all people needed the gospel chariot. We'll also see one more about this verse in the book of Mark, chapter 2. We'll look at verse 15 through 17. Now it happened, as he was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I do not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." See, once again, Jesus knew who needed the gospel chariot, and he was attending to those people. We always need to remember that we need to hate sin, but not the sinner. We pick up the sinner, carry him in our gospel chariot. And to talk about the last and children's favorite verse, running or rolling over the devil. In this verse, our gospel chariot always seems to run a little bit faster, with a little more zeal and a little more purpose. This verse I could always find easy to understand, even when I was young. Now that I'm older, I should probably try hard to apply it even more. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5, we'll read 21 through 22. It says to test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. We need to put evil things out of our life. That's how you begin to run over or roll over the devil. In James chapter 4 and verse 7, the writer says this: therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee you. The writer says resist the devil and he will flee. That sounds pretty close to rolling over the devil. And also we'll look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about you like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The devil's out there looking for us. He's looking and he needs to be rolled over or ran over with our gospel chariot. So how do we run or roll over the devil with our gospel chariot? Well, I think there's a passage in Philippians that helps us out really good understanding that. So look at Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. That's how you run over the devil with the gospel chariot. Meditate on good things. Do good things. Say good things. Be a good person. We'll run over the devil with our gospel chariot. Now, if we look at the last phrase of the chorus, it says, don't tag along behind. We all should desire to be riding the gospel chariot. The gospel chariot is for an experienced soldier. Or not the gospel, well, yeah. A chariot was for an experienced soldier who had knowledge of how to use it and was courageous enough to use it properly. And I hope we all can learn how to drive the gospel chariot and not get left behind. Tonight, if you're not on the gospel chariot, please let us help you be on the gospel chariot so you won't get left tagging behind. We're here to pick you up and take you in our gospel chariot. If there's anything the church can do tonight to help you, please come as we sing our invitation hymn.